Number one, this is a podcast for small to medium businesses. We're going to talk marketing, hiring, leadership, human resources, taxes, operations, everything you need to run your business better. Number two, the experts you hear on this show are going to give you easy to understand tips that you can put in place quickly. Number three, every day you gotta laugh. Life is too short to take it seriously all the time. This is 3 for 3. Let's go. Okay, today's guest is Jim Cootie, who runs Cootie Creative out of Medina, Ohio. Jim is a graphic designer with more than 20 years of professional experience working with brands such as General Electric, American Greetings, and Akron Children's Hospital. More recently, Jim has developed a niche of working with the athletic departments of universities such as Michigan, Alabama, and Notre Dame, and in conferences like the Southeastern Conference. And it's this connection to athletics and athletics branding that makes Jim a perfect guest on today's show, which I'll explain in just a moment. But first of all, welcome to the show, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Kurt.
Yes, absolutely. So we're here about a week before the Super Bowl, which prompted the idea to talk about you with businesses and marketing departments, but what would they can take about to take away from the big game, take away from athletics branding as you've seen it in the different areas that that you've gone in your transition as a designer. But before I get into some of the tips you may have, I want to ask, do you have any traditions for the Super Bowl? Do you make any special dishes? Do anything, any big parties?
Well, I was in college at the world-famous University of Akron, I worked at BW3, so I always try and have some wings. I don't do them that often too many more these days, but we always try to have chicken wings, and it's now we got a BW3 is right down the street from me. I always try and get some BW3 spicy garlic wings.
Spicy garlic. Do you do the hot wings at all, the really hot ones?
No. I'm too old for that, too hot and spicy. The next day is a little bit of a downfall. So they're good going in, bad coming out.
I know we've kind of hit that age. My son just realized or had his first atomic fireball recently. You remember those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I remember mine getting my first one at a camp, and you had to hold it in your mouth and couldn't spit it out. Couldn't have any water or anything during it. I love it, right?
So it's more about these days. It's more about food. I'm more of a college guy than I am pro anymore. It's more about kind of kicking back, relaxing and having some food and hearing my kids complain about they want to watch Nick Jr. or Disney Jr.
Yeah, life changes. Yeah. All right. Well, as you and I know, the Super Bowl is as much about the commercials as it is about the game on the field. Everyone talks about the commercials for days and after the game, what was their favorites? What was their funniest? Which ones did they remember? And, you know, companies will use this as the launch of their year's marketing campaign. It's the voice for whatever they're trying to promote. Mm-hmm. And what I want to talk with you here about today and get a few tips from you is what you see about the design aspect of branding, how that applies to the universities, conferences that you've worked with. And I think that'll help relate to some of the business owners out there that are listening to this. So without further ado, Jim, why don't you start us off with the first tip?
First tip is a lot of these, it's been disappointing with the NFL. A couple years ago, they decided just to go to a standard set with the room and numerals and the trophy as their logo. And they kind of got away from that look and feel where they bring a different designer in every year that specialized it into a specialty mark for the Super Bowl. So that's always a big disappointment to me because doing championship logos and those kind of, I do a lot of events and commemorative logos, adds personality to the event. And because you usually have the city involved in there, you have some type of typeface that relates to the city. And if it's for the Super Bowl, sometimes you have the football, but the basketball tournament, you have a basketball in it. It just adds a fun element to it. And that's always a struggle, you know, when you do a corporate logo, it's like FedEx. Oh, we got the arrow in there or whatever that makes the going forward. Mm-hmm. But when you get into these commemorative event logos, you're putting 10 pounds of info into a 2-pound bag and you have to make it look good. So that is always a struggle of hierarchy and getting things right and doing a lot of revisions. A lot of revisions. And because that's the thing is going, when these logos are seen on the main stage on the 50-yard line of a football field of a conference championship or of the Super Bowl, they have to be perfect. And my second tip that I'll go into is that was a big struggle for me too, was learning how to create a logo that could be an inch big on an enamel pin to having that same logo painted on a football field on the 50-yard line that's 20 yards by 20 yards. And then having it taking in the aspect of going, is this going to be, has to be able to be enameled. It has to be able to be silkscreened. It has to be able to be embroidered. It can be printed on a flag. It's going to be on carpets. It's going to be on decals on the doors when you come in. There's so much that you have to think about where you can't make the logo too simple, but you can't make it too complex because it's not going to reproduce. And then you have to do it black and white, and you have to do it two color. You have to do it four color. And what's it going to look like on a social media when it's real small? So that was is learning how to reproduce things from small scale to large scale and make them look good.
Yeah. All right. So let me just recap here. So on the first tip here, I like this idea, is that you need to add some personality, particularly if you're doing any kind of a special event or an anniversary. Mm-hmm. I've seen this myself. This is your chance to shine and differentiate. I mean, what we do is all about standing out from what you've been used to doing. So good idea. Add some personality to it. And your second tip here was to make sure that when you're creating any kind of a logo, any kind of a brand, that you have to create it for a lot of different purposes. I suppose that's a good argument for working with professionals, so that you think about these kind of things as opposed to your cousin that's messing around.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's number one and two. What do you have for a third tip?
Third tip, I would probably say, is athletic branding is the toughest thing I've ever done. And, you know, we've worked together in the past, and I've worked in agencies all around town. And I always prided myself on doing a little bit of everything. You know, I always wanted to, you know, work on websites. I wanted to, you know, do brochures. I wanted to encapsulate everything. But I always loved logos, and I'm good at doing branding. And then I always loved athletics. So when I decided to marry it, it is the hardest thing I've ever done. It's hard in the aspect, the way I told you those points before, of combining all those elements together. And then you send out 5-6 logos, and those come back, and they get all turned down. You send out 5-6 more logos, those get turned down. And then you will finally get on a logo that everybody likes. And then you will make 40 to 50 to 70 rounds of revisions on it. It can be painful, but to me, at the end of the day, it's worth it. I love going to see my work in action. But sometimes it can just get real disheartening. And like, because I've had logos, a prime example was last year we redid the SEC football championship logo. And right before everybody had signed off on it and they sent it up to the big commish, and he said, I like the old logo. Let's just change the date. And we had probably spent 90 hours in this logo. And it's a little disheartening. Don't get me wrong. I still got paid, but it's tough. So I always, when I get them, like right now I have, I think 6 or 7 sport logos right going right now. And they're a grind, but I love doing it. And I love actually going, I think my friends like going to the events more than I do because I get tickets to all the free tickets to the events. And I take my friends. I think my friends are more impressed that I do this than sometimes I am, but it's just, you got to bear down and grit. And you can say that about anything, but especially, and you got to have a thick skin in this industry because loyalty runs very deep with athletics. You know, people get it tattooed on their arms. People are getting Super Bowl tattoos right now. I saw a guy that had Jaguars Super Bowl tattoo last week, and I'm like, and they lost. I'm like, that's how this stuff. So when people see things, especially brand logos or event logos, and they don't like it. And then with social media, you pretty much got the voice to say anything you want to say to anybody. It can be pretty tough.
Yeah.
And things usually clear over, but I got hammered on a high school logo I did in Alabama last year pretty hard. And I've learned to kind of go, okay, and it's fine. But at the end of the day, the school's still using it, and everybody was happy. I actually won an Addy Award in Alabama for it.
Yeah, well, it's nice when it works out like that. But you know, this last tip here, the fact that it kind of relates to rebranding, which it sounded like you were doing for the SEC one there, the one that you get, sounded like you get back to the old one. And I think all of us have seen this at times where someone has the interest of doing something new and they go down the path and say, you know what, I just like the old one better. Mm-hmm. And I guess what's your response to that? You've been through the experience. You're mature enough to not have that initial gut reaction, emotional response to it. We want to guide our clients the best way we can.
Yeah. And
if you see that the rebrand is really going to be a better direction for someone, what's your response to that?
My response is usually the example that I gave you, we were really far down the road, and it's as a small business owner, which you guys are too, you always try and give your best ideas, your best wisdom, we think is best. But in the end of the day, when it comes down to it, they're the client. And it's, if that's what they want, and when the commissioner of the SEC says, nope, we're going back, and he is probably one of the most powerful men in college athletics, he gets what he wants. There was nothing with that specific one that I could say. They said, we're going back, let's change the date, and we'll pay you what we were going to pay you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and you kind of go, okay. And like I said, I've been doing this long enough that you kind of have to smile with your face and move on with life. And then you hang up the phone and sometimes shrug your shoulders and, you know, go sit for an hour and pout, and then you make the change that they want and you send it back to them. I do work for a hair restoration client in Chicago, and they've made their name. They did Brian Urlacher's hair restoration, the ex-Chicago Bear, who was bald, mm-hmm. Now he's got hair. And they're actually doing Dion's. They're going to reveal Dion. Well, Dion revealed himself because Dion likes to talk a lot. And they just did Ryan Sandberg. They do a lot of athletes, and they're getting athletes from nationwide. But this client that I've been doing work with for a couple years, they just kind of let me go. And I do specialty logos for them, like Ryan Sandberg had his hair restoration done. And I do all their other work too, but they will say, okay, Jim, we want your opinion. And I'll give them my opinion, and sometimes they take it, sometimes they don't. And I've learned not to. You can only push so far. That's my big thing is, I know my clients, and some clients they go, nope, this is it. And you go, okay, we're going to do that, what you want. And other clients I can go, well, are you sure? Are you sure about that? Maybe let me take that out and tweak it a little bit more. And they'll go, okay. And sometimes they come back and go, oh, that's wonderful, good job. And other times you're like, nope, we're going back. But at the end of the day, it's your client. And if they're set in their head and not open to make the change, then you have to go back. And as far as, like, you know, that's what keeps my lights on. I got to make my client happy. And then I'll go post what I did to my portfolio that I like better and online. And then, you know, they've got their piece. So, and everybody, it all works out. And I don't get too angry about it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I will complain to my wife sometimes at dinner, but that's about it.
That's normal. Awesome, Jim. Well, okay, so a little recap here. So number one, make sure to add personality to any kind of event, specialty logos that you're doing, anniversary logos. Number two, create those logos for all different kinds of purposes, small, big, mm-hmm. full color, single color, whatever it may be. And number three, just kind of an overview that this kind of stuff can be tough. It's not easy. It's not easy to go through the process, I think, from either direction. We all know that on our end, but it's good for people to realize that they're going through that process. That if you think this is should have been easier, no, it's not always that easy. All right, so Jim, I want to see if you give me one bonus here. Because we are on the eve of the Super Bowl here, do you have a favorite or a memorable commercial from Super Bowl's past that really sticks with you?
Well, you know, I'm an Apple user, so I can always say the Apple, the 1984 computer. 1984 ad that Apple did that was groundbreaking. That, you know, everybody remembers that. And Bud Light had such a great run of commercials, and Budweiser with the Clydesdales. Those were just really, really good. And it was all, and I loved how Budweiser, you know the Clydesdales, and they made those commercials with the Clydesdales. So there was already branding built into it, and those were really good. And I think was it the frogs or the toads from Bud Light that were the Were those Super Bowl ads?
I think so.
Yeah, I think those were. So those were be some of my favorite.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Okay, are you ready now to keep a straight face for a few jokes?
Oh, I'll try. Okay.
We got our 3 for 3. We had our 3 tips here, and now we're ready for a few really bad jokes. And I'll tell you, I'm really bad at telling jokes. Probably will botch the punchline. So you'll have it easy here, I think.
And my kids always want good dad jokes, so this is
definitely dad jokes for sure. Yeah. You can repeat these. And I think that I've known you for a while. I know your laugh well. You've got a laugh I could hear in the grocery store and know that who's over there.
My then, bellow of my laugh.
There it is. But I have a feeling that I don't stand a chance. I think you like a good joke. You're mm-hmm. a joke connoisseur. So I think I give you pretty good odds on this one. But we'll see. We'll see what happens here. So let's make a little bet on this. If you can keep a straight face, I'll send you a Starbucks gift card. That sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I can get you to crack a smile, laugh a little bit, what do you think? You want to do a tweet or what's your
I'll do a tweet. We'll tweet this out when it goes.
Good stuff. All right. Well, here we go. Joke number one here. And why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Why?
Because the P is silent.
That is the sound of crickets.
That's a thinking man's joke. Good. Okay. Well done. Well, you know, it's funny. Last night I had a dream about a muffler. Do you know what happened the next morning?
What?
I was exhausted.
Cue the crickets.
I knew this was going to be a tough one. And I don't think I'll have any luck. This is not a good joke to end it, but I really want to let you know. I mean, why shouldn't you buy anything with Velcro?
Why?
It's just a total ripoff.
But my daughter will like that one. She's a bachelor with Velcro.
All right. I think I got you on that last one, but thanks for playing.
You're welcome.
You got something to make your daughter laugh there.
Yeah. She's always asking me going to preschool. Good dad jokes.
Good stuff. All right, Jim. Thanks for being on the show. Hey, before we close here, tell me if listeners want to learn more about Cootie Creative, get in touch with you. How is the best way for them to do that?
You can do that through my website, www.cootiecreative.com, and that's Kuty and a Kreative.com, or you can always ring me up at 330-620-3171. I always pick up the phone, so if you have an inquiry, you can reach me out that way, or you can also reach me at cootiecreative@gmail.com.
Good stuff, Jim. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Kurt. Take care.
This is Kurt Clyden, and I thank you for tuning in to another episode of 3 for 3. If you're not listening to the podcast through an app on your mobile phone, head over to the podcast app on your iPhone or to the Google Play app for Androids. Click on the search tool in the app. Type in 343. That's the number 3, F-O-R, and then the number 3 again. And then subscribe so you can get every episode automatically. We have some great episodes coming up, so I hope you join us for more. See you next time.
3 for 3 is produced by the marketing gurus at Clyden & Associates in Akron, Ohio. Clyden & Associates is a full-service marketing communications agency that has been in business since 1975. For more information about the company, please visit Clyden.com, that's Kleidon.com, or call 330-666-5984. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or sponsoring a show, please email Kurt, that's Kurt with a K, @Clyden.com. Until next episode, keep building a great business and always, always keep laughing.